It's time now for our weekly look at the work of the Woking and Sam Beer Hospices.
Now this week we turn to look at all the people who help with the running of the Woking and Sam Beer Hospices.
In a previous programme we looked at the various roles that volunteers play in the running of the two hospices. However, this week I'm with Liz Cousins, who is the HR Director looking at career opportunities that are on offer. Welcome, Liz, to Radio Way.
Thank you.
So how long have you been working for the Woking and Sam Beer Hospices?
On and off for about 7 years, but employed for the last 2 years as HR Director.
So on and off?
Well, I worked as an HR consultant when the hospices were a lot smaller, and I came in ad hoc to help with the team that needed me then. But as we've grown significantly in the last sort of 18 months, 2 years, they've just asked me to come on board, which I've now done.
So as the HR Director, what does that actually entail? Is there a typical day?
There's no typical day in HR, but I'm responsible for all of the contracted staff, but also I work with Volunteer Services Manager and I manage the volunteers as well with Mary Morgan. So no 2 days are the same. We deal with obviously a lot of recruitment, which I think people are always surprised about, the number of people we employ. So with employment there always comes issues, whether they're some internal issues, you've got procedures to follow, we've got handbooks to update. There is always something happening every day that is different.
So you were saying people would be surprised about the number of contracted staff that you have. How many staff are there at working for the Woking and Sam Beer Hospices?
At this moment in time, we have 198 contracted staff. Now, that is a mixture of full-time and part-time staff. We obviously have quite a few part-time staff. And then we have just over 60 staff that are called the bank staff. So they're not employed on a permanent contract, but they work ad hoc as we require them. And that's normally within the nursing profession that we have that number.
And what type of roles do they fulfil?
The contracted staff, it varies. Obviously, predominantly is clinical staff, which is staff nurses, healthcare assistants. Now that is on the wards and the inpatient unit, as well as in the community, in the day unit. The community team have a large amount of staff, but we employ housekeepers, we employ reception staff, obviously HR, fundraising, finance, you know, the list goes on. So it's a large area, really, that we do employ across a variety of different skills and abilities.
And in terms of somebody coming to work for the hospice, what career opportunities would you see that would give them?
Well, again, depends which profession they're sort of in. If they're a nursing area, then clearly there's defined roles. You can either become in a healthcare assistant, and within that we also have tiers of responsibility in helping them with their own VQs and development that way. We also, within nurses, obviously start as a staff nurse. We have senior roles and then ward managers and so forth. So there is progression there. Within other areas, within administration, there are senior roles throughout each department, so there is career progression. We're not a huge corporate organisation, so obviously I can't develop people as much as others, but we do offer a lot of training, support, whether that's within the clinical or non-clinical. So we do develop people as far as we can within the areas that we have. And we do have a lot of long-serving members of staff as well that have been with us over 20 odd years, so that we can't be doing too bad.
That's right. And in terms of people who are thinking of getting into the clinical or the medical areas, is it university first and then apply? Or
well, we do take students that have just finished their nursing training, and we have just started some preceptorship programs with some youth nurses. But to work as a nurse, they need to have obviously got their qualification as an RGN. However, quite a few of the nursing students will work here as a healthcare assistant on the bank through their training, getting experience about working in a hospice and what that actually means. Helps their CV, it helps their development, but also a number of them then come back and work for us when they've trained as a nurse, which is always good news.
That's right, it's always welcome to see the familiar faces back again. Yeah. And apart from the medical and the clinical staff, which is important, you said people for the working for the hospice, so sort of like the what again? What roles would those be?
Well, they can be a variety. I mean, fundraising, as you probably will realise, is a huge area, and we do take staff on all different variety of work skills there. in the community fundraisers and in all other aspects. Then there's the finance team, and that's a variety of different skills there, but we've taken people on in the shops, shop managers. Mm. Obviously, we have a large warehouse in Knaphill in Woking, and they will obviously need a lot of staff, and so the list goes on. So it isn't just about being a nurse to be able to work in the hospice. We have a lot of other areas.
And Liz, where would people find these vacancies? How are they advertised?
Well, probably the easiest way is to keep logging on to our website, because we put all our adverts on there. Mm. We also do occasionally put out adverts in the local papers. That isn't all for all positions. Some positions it will be specialists, such as the nurses, that will go into the RGN areas or any other sort of media that we feel is appropriate. But the first port of call will go to the website.
Great. OK, Liz, I won't stop you now on your busy day.
Thanks
for joining us here on Radio One.
Thank you very much.
And it always amazes me all the things that do happen behind the scenes you may not realise at the Woking and Sam Bear Hospice. This week is Hospice Care Week, though, and tomorrow, Friday the 10th of October at 5:30 at the Guildford Cathedral, there is going to be a choral evensong. Now, the hospice patron, Michael Aspel, the chief executive, Nigel Harding, the hospice trustees and the Lord Lieutenant of Surrey are attending this very special event. You too can. It's free admission, though there will be a retiring collection. And also this week, if you go to the website for the Woking and Sam Bear Hospice or their Facebook page, you'll see little YouTube videos of various members of staff showing what it means to them about Hospice Care Week. And don't forget, this Sunday at the New Victoria Theatre in Woking, it's the Bobby Davro Gala, raising funds again for the hospices. A few tickets are still available. You can get them from the New Victoria Theatre box office. And as always, if you want to find out more, here's how.
For more information about the hospices, go to their website, wsbhospices.co.uk.